Hi there, and welcome to another Healthy You podcast. I'm your host, JT, and with me today running the music and sound effects is our chief engineer, Tillman. Say hello, Tillman.
Howdy ho!
Okay, and of course, I've got my co-host here with me, the man who always is down to grab some lunch or breakfast or even dinner. It's DJ.
Ooh, are we lunching out today? Tell me we're lunching.
I just watched you hammer down 3 breakfast tacos before the show, and Didn't you just get done telling me you brought leftover lasagna today for lunch?
Well, yeah, but I still love lunch out, and you know, that lasagna will keep.
Well, today is the day that Anne usually cleans out the break room fridge, so be careful. Label that properly in there.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just pick at my lasagna during the show, you know. Waste not, want not. That's what I always say.
You do always say that. And another thing you always say is value not, spend not.
Pretty sure I've never said that, and I'm not really even sure what it means. Value not, spend not.
Well, DJ, that was me professionally podcasting and doing a segue to get from the topic of your lunch to the topic of today's show, which is values and money.
Ooh, is it a math episode? Ooh, let me get my currency converter chart. Hold on one second.
No. We're more talking about how we should be intentional so that our personal values align with how we save, spend, and give our money.
Okay.
And before we get too deep into this, I want to be clear. When we talk about being intentional with your savings and spending and giving, we aren't talking about saving everything and spending less, or, you know, limiting your joy in the present. So instead, it's about making decisions that allow you to dedicate the money you have to where it has the most value to you.
Right. Yep. If you remember from past episodes earlier this year, and I'm sure everyone's listened to all the episodes so far this year.
Certainly.
We've covered how to identify your values, how to develop resiliency, cultivate a positive money mindset, and even how to use language to establish healthy financial behavior. So Now it's kind of time to put it all together, right? So you want to take those values you identified, you want to approach it with that positive frame of mind, and then you want to align your actions with those values in order to be more intentional, like you said, about how you save, spend, and give.
That's right. Now, DJ, let me ask you something. So we're recording this in the morning. It's about 9 a.m. And I want you to think back on your day so far and tell me what, if any, financial decisions you've made so far today.
Okay, let's think about this. Well, we already talked about that I brought leftovers for lunch with the intention of saving some money, but I abandoned that almost immediately at first suggestion. Well. Then on the way in, I needed gas.
Okay.
And I saw a station that had unleaded for $3.39 a gallon.
Uh-huh.
But just a little further down the road, there was another one that had it for $3.37. So I went there instead.
Saving tens of cents.
Hey, tens of cents.
Good call.
Every little bit helps, all right?
That is true. And the point is that every day we all find ourselves faced with a wide variety of financial decisions, you know, both large and small. And it's important to remember that even small decisions can make a really big impact on our overall financial situation in the long term.
Right. So let's look at my lunch dilemma as an example.
Not sure it qualifies as a dilemma, but yeah, let's go ahead.
To you, but it is to me. But really, we all love going out to lunch with friends, right? But it obviously costs more money than bringing your lunch from home.
Right.
Now, in the grand scheme of things, it's a fairly small choice, right?
Right.
But if you go out to lunch with friends 4 or 5 days a week, over the course of a year, that can really add up. And this is really the point of this episode, JT. That's not necessarily a bad thing if eating lunch with friends is really important and valuable to you.
That's exactly right. And an example in my life, as you know, DJ, but I'll let the listeners in on this. My social calendar is pretty much consumed with youth sports. I've got two boys who are very much into baseball and a daughter who is quite the little soccer player.
Ah, yeah. How are the glitter kicks doing this season?
She's not on the glitter kicks anymore, sir. She hasn't been since she was like five.
Sorry. I was just, you know, I was a huge glitter kicks fan. Still,
you really were.
Still am, I guess.
Yeah, so that's how me and my wife spend our weekends, on the road or in the stands. And every weekend, you know, we have a choice. Do we pack a lunch, the more economical choice, or do we plan on eating out with the team wherever they decide to go between or after games?
Okay, so here you're kind of weighing your healthy wallet goals with your healthy community goals. And I'm guessing to help you make those decisions, you fall back on the things that you value, right?
That's right. We really do think those meals with the team are good for not only my wife and me, but also our kids as we try to maintain and build a healthy community. So that value is reflected when we make our budget each month. You know, we know we're going to spend a little more eating out on the weekend, so we cut expenses in some other places. And the objective here is to learn to recognize and be intentional with your financial decisions.
That is a really good example of what we're talking about, aligning your values with your financial goals. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, and while we're at it, let me tack on another value to bring this even more full circle. You know, since we know we're going to be eating out on the weekend and we're a family that, you know, really values eating well and a healthy body. During the week, we try extra hard to have home-cooked, healthy meals.
See, that's the circle of healthy you right there.
Yeah, if only I had like a little lion cub I could hold up over my head. It'd be perfect right now.
RTX, healthy, healthy you now. RTX, healthy, healthy you now.
The circle of healthy you. I like it. I like it a lot. Now, where were we?
I think what we're saying here is that understanding what you value and aligning your behaviors to those values is key. Your family values those weekend meals out with friends, so you make adjustments to your eating habits during the week by eating at home as much as possible to help, you know, balance that out a little bit. But let's think about an activity that maybe doesn't align with our core values.
Okay, like what? What are you thinking?
Well, so my wife and I realized a little while back that turns out we were paying for like six streaming services every month.
I feel you there, man. That's the streaming creep.
Yeah, man, it really sneaks up on you. It does. But, you know, we basically sat down, talked about it, and we realized that, you know, we didn't really value TV watching as much as we were spending on it every month. You know, those two things weren't aligned. So we decided to whittle it down to the two that we really cared about, one for the kids and one for us.
Okay, so what did you do with all that money you saved from, you know, cutting those extra streaming services?
Well, you know, we put it in different places, but one of the things that we kind of intentionally did was we actually joined a monthly board game subscription. Which is kind of a cool, different way to spend our entertainment money.
Really? I did not know that was a thing.
Oh,
yeah. Cool.
Oh, yeah. It's basically, it's like old school Netflix for board games.
Right.
And so now we have family game night about, you know, once a week or so. And it's been a really fun way to try new games and connect with the kids. And frankly, it makes us feel much better than watching TV does.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'll have to look into that because, you know, I value just destroying my kids at board games. I think it really builds character for them.
It does. It does. Yeah. Becoming a strong person in life really starts with your dad throwing down a skip reverse draw four on you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We're building resilient kids, aren't we, DJ?
We are. We are.
So, you know, those are examples from our lives, but we really want to encourage our listeners to really analyze the things you spend money on and ask yourself, are my day-to-day financial habits in alignment with my values?
It can be tough. It can be tough, but it really is a great exercise to look at where your money is going and deciding if, you know, that's really bringing you the joy you want it to.
Right. And as you go through this process, remember, be kind to yourself.
Yes.
You know, your values are likely not the same as your coworkers, not the same as your neighbors or your friends, and that is totally okay. So remember, you are looking at your unique financial situation, and in the same way that you would treat yourself with love and respect and understanding, you should view your financial journey through that same lens. You should be free to allow your passions to influence your decision-making and and know it's okay to prioritize things you enjoy and the people you want to spend time with. And really, DJ, that's the whole goal, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And speaking of goals, that's really the next step.
Yes. Look at that professional podcasting segue.
I learned from the master. But really, once you've identified those things that you value and what your priorities are, it's time to think about, you know, the ways you can align your financial habits with that mindset and those values. So I find that, you know, starting with a couple of small goals can really help you stay motivated and maintain that steady progress.
Right. So going back to my household and how we plan our meals around our kids' activities, we set a goal of eating a healthy home-cooked meal 4 to 5 nights a week, because really that checks so many value boxes for us, right? Healthy body, healthy wallet, healthy community. And really, it helps with our healthy minds too, because already having an answer to the dreaded and feared question of what's for dinner, you know, really took some of that nightly stress from us.
RTX, healthy you now. RTX, healthy you now.
That's right. Full circle. It's all full circle.
Full circle. Yep. It's all coming back. It's all coming back. And just like when you were analyzing your financial choices, go easy on yourself here too. You know, there are definitely going to be weeks where you won't be able to eat at home 5 times, mm-hmm. or nights where your meal is just something quick and not necessarily as healthy as you would ideally like.
Exactly. You know, we don't set ourselves up for failure, right? So right now, in the midst of spring baseball and soccer season, we're focusing on just a couple of goals that, you know, have helped us take control of our situation and set us up for success. You know, but once this season is over, we'll reassess and set some new goals.
There you go. That's smart. That's smart. The other thing to remember, and this kind of goes with what you just said, is that it's not a one-time exercise, right? You don't just do it this once and then that's it.
Right.
It's pretty much constant, right? Like, I'm always checking back in on our habits, reassessing our spending, saving, and giving.
Yep, it's all about increasing your mindfulness about your saving and spending. And you know, DJ, really living that healthy wallet lifestyle. HWL, baby.
It is, it really is. And just to remind everyone, if you want to live that HWL, all RTX employees around the globe can visit the RTX Global Wellbeing site for great information on building a healthy wallet and making well-being a priority. Look for the red Global Wellbeing icon on the right-hand side of RTXHealthyU.com.
And as always, to learn more about all the Healthy You resources, visit the same site where you found these podcasts, RTXHealthyU.com. And until next time, here's to a healthy you.